Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. Today we are talking about a piece of legal jargon, a legal word, two legal words, a legal phrase in fact. What does amicus curiae mean? I touched upon it during the podcast about the decision in Nguyen and the Queen, but let's talk about it in greater depth. This is going to be a short and sweet podcast on this interesting legal phrase. I'd like to acknowledge that I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. So what is this weird Latin phrase, amicus curiae? Well, it means friend of the court, and to help you understand what the heck it really means, I'm looking at a publication by the Australian Law Reform Commission. It is called Serious Invasions of Privacy in the Digital Era. And this chapter is looking at amicus curiae and intervener roles for the Australian Information Commissioner. So it's a fairly specific kind of document, but the way they talk about what is an amicus curiae is really broad. It's extremely helpful. And so I'm just going to reiterate their words for you. So they say, the role of an amicus curiae, friend of the court, is to assist the court by drawing attention to some aspect of the case which might otherwise be overlooked. An amicus curiae may offer the court a submission on law or relevant fact, which will assist the court in a way in which the court would not otherwise have been assisted. This role does not extend to introducing evidence to the court, although an amicus may be permitted to lead non-controversial evidence in order to complete the evidentiary mosaic. An amicus curiae is not a party to the proceedings and is not bound by the outcome of the proceedings. So you might recall that in my podcast about the decision in Nguyen and the Queen, the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency was an amicus curiae in that matter. They appeared to give a full picture for the court about the disadvantaged cultural and linguistic background that Mr. Nguyen had. That was that he wasn't familiar with the language and the culture during the questioning process. He needed to speak through an interpreter, and that was considered to be relevant as part of the mosaic that the court was considering when they looked at whether the record of interview should have been tendered by the prosecutor in that matter, and when they looked at the overall picture of fairness. A few matters stand out as those in which an amicus curiae and their role is talked about. Those matters include Brofo and Tickner, B-R-O-P-H-O against Tickner, T-I-C-K-N-E-R, that was a federal court matter, and also Levy and Victoria, that was a high court matter. We've just got a construction horn going off in the background because that is the life I live. I work very close to a construction site. So if you ever hear weird noises in the background, please assume it's construction or cats. So we've talked about this handy dandy little Latin phrase. It's really simple. It just means friend of the court. And to reiterate, they're not a party to the proceedings. They're not bound by the proceedings. They just usually have a unique area of experience that lets them come before the court to complete the puzzle, to make sure that the court has all of the relevant pieces of the mosaic when they make their decision. Well, there we are. I said today's podcast would be short and sweet. We've learned what an amicus curiae is. They fill in the last piece of the mosaic, or a missing piece. It would be like I was doing a 1,000 piece puzzle and someone had stolen the last piece. An amicus curiae would come and fill in that blank. They'd make sure that we could see the whole picture. That's what they do in court. So thanks again for listening to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I hope you've learned something, and take care. Bye-bye.